if there's any way to win a championship game in home of a in front of a home crowd, that's the way to do it. High drama there at the end.
Yeah, high drama. It was tight, nip and tuck the whole way. Glenswally are quality side. It was great championship day when you see Murphy and Copper and Big Neil down there with Glenswally. Great team. And we knew we were going to be up against it and knew it was going to be tight. So delighted to get the one.
Very hard to separate the sides. They were level there at numerous occasions. It was probably our draw start that maybe gave them the belief. The fact that we got our nose in front, that goal, it lifted everybody. It lifted people along the sidelines. And they played their part too, because right towards their very end, they were cheered on. And you could see almost willing that ball the end in the back net. And Conor Klassen, who'd been on the ground 5 minutes before that there, managed to get on the end of the goal and bundle it home. And I mean, fantastic scenes.
Yeah, great to win the game. Championship game is our first game. We know this. A couple of years ago, Glenswally, we probably played Glenswally in the first game in the group, and we didn't get out of the group. So we understand it's a group. And we've this game, and we've had one, and we're delighted, but we're just kind of focusing now on Burt. The next game is going to be massive for us away to Burt, and you know, it's going to be a massive test and a challenge for us to go down to Burt as well and get a result. But that's what we have to do now. We have to try to get back down to earth and focus on the next game.
Of course, a bit of a venture into the unknown, because we don't actually know that much about Burt. But maybe for the here and now, it would be remiss not to mention the efforts today of people like Gareth Conker. You know, all of our 1-3 in the first half, Brenton Boyle in that new role was a revelation today. So I mean, of course, we're introducing new players, but it's great to see so many veterans still making huge plays and having a huge hand in that victory there this afternoon.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, championship, one thing you need in championship is experience, and the boys are out there with experience really showing. But I think the young lads, Larkin and Danny and Paul Waters came in there, but Joe Melly and John Ross and Tomas Boyle, a lot of young lads there today, and nice mixture, I think. But anyway, listen, we're just great one today, and but we know that we're in a group and we have two more games, and our objective is to try to get out of the group, and we know it's still tough, but hopefully we can kick on from this.
Of course, but just before we let you go, in contrast to maybe 2 years ago, there's momentum here, but a stall back then because the championship was put in the back burner. Yeah. Yes, bring this momentum into the next week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think the whole format, I know different people have, but I've said this right along. I think the league this year has been great for the club players. I think the run into the championship for every team, we had probably two or three league games, every team had two or three league games to prepare for championship. I think that was great, and I think now this is great. But I've said to the boys, the championship now is more like a tournament than, you know, maybe before. It's been run off a little bit quicker or whatever, so I suppose panels and squads are going to be really important, and hopefully when the dust settles we haven't any injuries, and I'm hoping we're not, you know what I mean. But looking forward to the next game and see where it takes us.